As we got to the clinic, which was our second stop, we barely started when the police started firing live ammunition and rubber bullets and tear gas at the crowd and at the president.
What makes you sure that, you know, these were the police and not the army or any other person?
Well, to us, it really, it's neither here nor there, whether it's the police nor the army. We know that they're getting the final authority from ZANU-PF and from Mr. Mnangagwa himself. And that is the crisis. It doesn't matter who's got the gun. The question is that somebody has given the instruction to shoot. And these people who were in police uniform shot at us. And after they started retreating, we followed them. And we are positive that they went into a police camp. But we do know that there is a very thin line between the police and the military these days. It looks as though they just move between those departments as Nairobi wants them to.
Did you make any police report?
We have no point or reason to make any police report against the police in this country. That is not fathomable.
Was your meeting or your work that you are talking about actually sanctioned by the police?
We do not need police permission to go to work. We were at work planting trees, preserving our environment. There is no law that says we should inform the police or seek any permission from them. The law is very clear that it's about meetings. If you don't have a meeting, you've got to tell them. And that's the truth of it. And so we broke no law, and the police themselves, we spoke to them. They acknowledged that we didn't break any law.
After the shooting, did you continue planting trees, or you stopped, or what are you doing right now?
Well, of course, the area we were at that moment became contaminated. The environment was no longer friendly for us to plant trees. There was tear gas everywhere. People were terrified, the people who work there. And for that reason, President Chamisa shifted his activities from the clinic at that time in the interest of public in the public interest, and moved on to the MDC office, where he completed his activities.
So what do you mean if you say he completed his activities? Did he plant any trees at the office?
Well, not necessarily at the office. That part was done, and because part of our trees were damaged in the kerfuffle that took place at the clinic. What he then did was to continue to have address a meeting that he intended to, in which he would tell, he would inform his party to embark on an effort to preserve our environment and to protect the earth.
So is this the end of your project, since you are saying that you are fired at, by the police using live
ammunition? It's a month-long project. It's going to continue. And we hope that Zimbabweans are inspired enough to continue carrying out these activities.